up, Kev?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. So I did receive the email. Let me see. Signed the lease doc yesterday. Cool. So I do understand the notes. I see the inventory that they want.
Yeah. So whatever, I think she's, I think, you know, again, the furniture vendor is the one that was really tightening the screws on her, which whatever, she's a rookie and I guess let him.
Yeah.
The other stuff, you know, it was like a $400 invoice. Seems like kind of a waste of time. Not sure if we can even, you know, get that approved or not. Let me see what else was on that. Yeah, I've seen that.
The Apple, the Square trade.
Yeah, Apple can be, you know, who knows who they're buying that from. You know, trying to get an invoice from Apple, you know, or Apple Store, you know, that could be a nightmare too. You know, so realistically, we're probably looking at, you know, the CRI furniture invoice being most, you know, valuable to us. We can definitely try on the other ones, but, you know, we're really probably looking at a $20,000 deal. We might get lucky and, you know, do the full amount, $24,000, $25,000, if she even wants to do that.
Okay.
So, you know, just in case, you know, like I said, here's some ammo, you know, in case you want to just tell her, hey, I received this email too. I was trying to get some information from Kevin, but he's been, you know, he's been in meetings, but he responded to an email just saying that he doesn't really have time, you know, to go back and forth on this anymore. He felt like he waited 90 days.
Yeah.
I was waiting patiently and, you know, he needed a couple days and this, you know, there was no reciprocation as far as patients on the other side. You know, just see what she says. You know, let her do all the talking, you know, for the most part, and be the nice guy and say, yeah, you know, I don't know.
Absolutely. I can do
that. I've never seen him get this annoyed and, you know, cancel an approval, but, you know, he sent me these emails and I see that, you know, he had a conversation with you on the 19th via email, not another one until the 30th. You know, expected to hear something back from you within a day or two as of the 19th, but didn't hear anything until, you know, for 45 days. Actually, that one's like 20 days, and then again, not for another 20 days. So, you know, that was kind of his stance, is that, you know, everybody else was able to take weeks in between phone calls, and it wasn't reciprocated when, you know, he was out of the office for a couple of days.
Right, right, okay.
Just see what she says. You know, she may think I'm a fucking asshole because I came down on her yesterday. She may think that, you know, after thinking about it, I had a right to be upset, or, you know, maybe she just wants the money back in her account and she's willing to, you know, work with you and not me, you know, however it has to go down. But
yeah, well,
she obviously doesn't need to talk to me again. You know, she has an issue with me. You know, she doesn't need to talk to me again. You know, I can help you through all the steps. There's not really much conversation from here. You know, it's just getting the invoice, docking it, and funding it. So,
cool. Well, I'll give it a shot, and then whatever I find out, I will keep in touch with you and keep you updated.
Cool. That works.
Cool, man. All right. Well, when's the best time to try to call her? Have you had success, like, in the evening? Because I know she's in, up north, right?
Yeah, she's up north. I mean, same time zone. I mean, really, she has been completely unresponsive to me for months now.
Okay.
You know, she never picks up her phone, doesn't call me back. You know, her, like I said, it's her sister. What's her name? Give me one second here. Seems like she kind of just passed me along to, Jillian. Gillian.
Okay.
You know, and you might even want to make, you know, just kind of maybe just tell her, because, you know, she tries to take this kind of, you know, I'm an owner and I'm busy type thing, and maybe just say, you know, Kevin's a manager / executive here, you know, and he was doing me a favor, you know, when this came in, because he thought then there was possibly, you know, an opportunity here to have a long-term partnership with you guys. Because not only did you need financing on this project, but it sounded like, you know, there was some cash flow issues in regards to you purchasing the product that you needed to resell. And he thought that we could help you grow your business in that way as well. And you being able to purchase more product and not having to come out of pocket for it. You know, we were willing to pre-fund you, give you money to go and give you, go and get the product that you're reselling. And so he was kind of, you know, guiding me through that process and how to set up that, you know, that type of relationship. And, you know, this isn't normally something he gets involved in, but, you know, after waiting for months and months, and not being able to speak with you and only being able to speak to, Julian, I think his patience has just kind of run out.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of go from there. I mean, those are things that you can decide whether you want to bring up or not. You know, those are just, I guess, items that I can give you in case you want to bring it up, in case she's being a bitch or you want to throw something back or she needs more of an explanation as to why, you know, I would have been irritated with her. You know, you can just kind of say, you know, this is something that, I don't think his patience, I don't think he's irritated because you went and paid your vendor on Friday. I think he's irritated because he waited 90 days. He's been going back and forth. He's extremely busy too. This isn't normally something he does day to day. But his feeling was that you didn't have time for him after he had, you know, taken the time to try to make this work for you guys and for all of us, you know?
Yeah.
You know, either she's reasonable and she'll understand that or she won't, and, you know, is what it is. If she's not, it's not something that we really want to be trying to build a long-term relationship with, right? It's somebody that's always going to be me, me, me.
Exactly.
That's not what we're looking for. That's just a long-term headache.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot, and I'll keep you posted.
Sounds good.
I appreciate it. Thanks for email and the update.
Yeah, no problem. Let me know if there's anything I can help with, or if you want to just discuss the conversation after, I'm here. I'd actually be interested to see what she has to say.
Yeah, as soon as I get, absolutely. As soon as I get done with the phone call, if I get a hold of her, I'll call you right away and give you an update.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Thanks again.
All right, you got it. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.